Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com for your next barbecue. And you can go over to Lowe's.com as well. They've got them hiding over there. Heck, they might have one in your store, ready to rock, ready to barbecue. In this midweek update, I thought I'd talk about some stuff that we're not going to get into last weekend's show, of course, and this weekend's show. And I thought we'd talk a minute about using products that are updated. So many of us learned 20, 30, 40, or some of you maybe 50 years ago, how to do things. And like anything in construction, we get things updated. Things get better. Things change because of how we build things. And one of the ones that I want to talk about, and it's a common issue that I see out there, is I think the misconception is that green, that water-resistant drywall or sheetrock as a brand, is great for tile. I see this happening more and more often on social media pages and anything out there where people start their shower system, they put up the green board, and they tile right over the top of it. And I can't tell you what, this is a huge mistake. Water resistant is one thing, but it is still a thin piece of paper over the top there of a compressed product. And it is not meant to get wet. Yeah, it's moisture resistant. You should not be putting tile over the top of this. If you want to be doing tile, there are so many better products out there, from Weedy to Ardex to the orange stuff out there. You should be using one of the composites. I don't use concrete board anymore for tile because, again, it's just an outdated way of doing it. I would much rather use one of the foam boards. They're waterproof. They're easy to install. And you know you have something that is underneath it that is going to hold up for years to come. I have seen old homes, second floor, you put down the concrete board, and what happens? There's enough movement in the floor system that concrete board starts to come apart, and now you're redoing a bathroom floor. Nobody wants to do that. So really, this is all about making sure that you're using the right product, or the right substrate, and the right prep under tile. So toss the green board. I would look at one of the foam boards, put it under there. The stuff is safe, easy to use. Yeah, it's a little bit more money, but it's waterproof. And if you follow the manufacturer's directions, you're going to have something that is going to be dialed in and ready to go. That way, you can do the project once. You're not doing it again. I'm not a fan of mud set pans. I know there's some of you guys out there that do them. I think there's just more efficient ways to do it. And the problem is with the mud set pans is if you do it perfectly, they work well. But one little tiny mistake and you have a leaker, which means you're starting over. I would much rather do something like one of the tile pans that are ready to go. You can set it, forget it, and go. You don't have multiple days in it. And I tell you what I did, my steam shower, that was the best way to do it. I did the Weedy Vapor 85 system behind it. Worked really well. Has stayed not only waterproof, but steamproof. And that's something you should be thinking about if you're doing a steam shower. Make sure that you're doing this correctly. Make sure you got it dialed in. But don't forget, it has to be vaporproof as well. Just because it's waterproof doesn't mean it's vaporproof. So you want to make sure that you've got the right system behind it that is rated for that steam shower, and you'll be good to go. And the next thing I want everybody to be careful with out there, I'm seeing more and more of this, small cabinet companies, small contractors going out of business, closing up, locking up, and they're done. So be very careful with how you do your deposits out there, how you pay people. Now, if you write a check, for instance, guess what? You have no recourse on that. But if you pay with a credit card, you now have somebody that will, well, adjudicate any issues like that. If you paid a deposit and they disappeared, you could probably go back to that credit card company and have a discussion, and maybe get your money back. However, if you write a check, now you're calling your attorney. So the first thing I would do is if there is a way to pay for that with a credit card or debit card, or pay for it that way where you get that protection on that down payment, you might be protected. So I would sure take a look at that. It might cost you 1, 2, 3% more, but to me, that's an insurance policy that would really help you out. For you designers out there, be really careful. I'm seeing you guys get caught in the middle out there where your consumer, your client, writes you a check. You take the money, you order the materials, company goes out of business. Now you as a designer is stuck in the middle because you were paid and your supplier can't be found. So take a little time, watch out for that. And yeah, when in doubt, pay with plastic. That way you've got some recourse for you and you'll be in a better shape to maybe get that back, some of it or all of it. And that's a win. And sorry for the people out there that are losing money, but we're starting to see this. We kind of go through cycles with this and it gets to be an issue out there. So be careful out there, guys. It's a little sketchy from time to time. Let's take a look here on the recalls list. Leatherman recalls Charge Plus multi-tools due to laceration hazard. The tip of the knife blade doesn't fully fold into the handle, causing a laceration hazard. You can take a look at that. About 17,000 of them out there. Go to leatherman.com and look at the charge recall on that. And you can send it in to the firm to be repaired free of charge. They'll take care of it for you. That's cool. There is Kia recalls garlic presses due to laceration and ingestion hazards. Only 43,000 of those out there. And Amazon recalls Amazon Basics premium foam Eurotop mattress due to fire hazard, violates federal standards on mattress flammability. About 2,700 of those. And Rigid. TTI made these. Consumer Power Tools recalls rigid framing nailers due to laceration hazard. The dual action engagement system on the nailers can malfunction. An involuntary discharge a nail by pulling the trigger alone, posing a laceration hazard to consumers. There's about 64,000 of those, and they will do a free repair on that. So that's a big one right there. If you've got one of those, you might want to take a peek. That could be a serious issue for you. And of course, one more thing here. Behr Paint Company announces the 2026 color of the year, Hidden Gem. It's a smoky jade that embodies understated elegance and timeless sophistication. Yeah, I'm reading it from their press release. On July 30th, they released their 2026 color of the year, a smoky jade color. It's really pretty. I really like it. I think it's a color that I've been looking at for the last year. And I was looking to paint some stuff with it. I tell you what, it is great. So we start looking at these colors of the year. And the cool thing with the color of the year is that really that shows us the trends of where design is going for the next few years. Now, every company will come out that makes paint will come out with their color of the year. But it really shows us what we see in the hot new color trends. And this hidden gem, I really like it. I think it's a pretty, moody, nice gray-green color. It's got a little bit of that 70s hint to it, but a lighter, really more refined, updated look. So really cool. You can find that 2026 color of the year. I'll put it up on Facebook here to see what people think. I think it's cool. It's a great color. Curious to see what the other ones come out with, but we'll see that as we come up into later in the year. All right, guys, I got some work to do today. I'll let you keep going on your day. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We got a great show coming up this weekend, and I can't wait to show you in the next few weeks. We got some killer interviews with people that have never been on the radio before, and these are going to be some great episodes. I'm super excited. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.